Luke chapter 8. Afterward, he went through every city and village, preaching and showing the good news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And a certain woman who had been healed from evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had gone 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, who gave to him out of their possessions. And when many people had gathered together, and had come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A planter went out to plant his seed, and as he planted, some fell on the wayside, and it was walked on, and the birds of the air ate it. And some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and produced fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he shouted, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, "What is this parable?" And he said, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, so that seeing they won't see, and hearing they won't understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are those who hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, so they won't believe and be saved. Those on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go on, and are choked by cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are those who, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and produce fruit with patience. No man, when he has lit a candle, covers it with a container, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a candlestick, so that those who enter in can see the light. For nothing is secret that won't be made clear, nor anything hidden that won't be known and come out. Be careful, therefore, how you hear, for whoever has, to him shall be given. And whoever doesn't have, from him shall be taken even what he seems to have." Then his mother and his brothers came to him and couldn't come at him because of the crowd. And some people told him, "Your mother and your brothers stand outside desiring to see you." And he answered and said to them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it." Now on a certain day, he went into a ship with his disciples and said to them, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a storm of wind came down on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to die." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they stopped, and there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they, being afraid, wondered, saying to each other, "What kind of man is this? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he went out to land, a certain man met him out of the city, who had devils for a long time and didn't wear any clothes nor live in any house but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he shouted and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God Most High? I beg you, don't torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For often it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains. and in fetters, and he broke the bands, and was driven by the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils had entered into him. And they asked him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many pigs feeding on the mountain, and they asked him to allow them to enter into them, and he allowed them to do so. Then the devils went out of the man and entered into the pigs, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man, out of whom the devils had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those also who saw it told them how the man that had been possessed by the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes around there asked him to go away from them, for they were taken by great fear. And he went up into a ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils had departed asked him if he could be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and show how God has done great things for you." And he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done to him. And when Jesus had returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And a man named Jairus came, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and asked him to come into his house, for he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people crowded him, and a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years, who had spent all her living on doctors and couldn't be healed by any of them, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her bleeding stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and those who were with him said, "Master, the multitude crowd you and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Someone has touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, she declared to him, before all the people, why she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he yet spoke, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Don't trouble the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, "Don't be afraid, only believe, and she shall be made well." And when he came into the house, he allowed no man to go in except Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the girl. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Don't cry, she's not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him scornfully, knowing she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Girl, get up." And her spirit came again, and she got up immediately, and he commanded to give her some food. And her parents were amazed, but he commanded them not to tell any man what had happened.